Party and X-Files podcast. I'm Julia.
I'm Erin.
And today we are going over season 8, episode 10, called Bad La. Bad La La Land, basically.
Which was an interesting episode.
That's a very nice way to put it.
Probably the strangest episode, I think, of X-Files.
In a long time.
What was stranger than this butthole episode?
The KKK aliens was pretty weird.
Yeah, but different, you know?
Yeah, like, different weird, definitely. But
like, this was bizarre.
Yeah. And also, we're a little high and highly caffeinated.
And very highly caffeinated. Julia made the strongest coffee I think I've ever had.
We had an incident, okay? There was a big fly. And I got very distracted. And I heard it while I was pouring coffee into the French press. So I kind of just like emptied the bag without thinking. So that was really smart of me to do. I think I read some X-Files news. I don't know if it's real or not. I kind of hope not. But apparently they're making a season 12.
Really?
And apparently it's going to be out.
Where did you see that?
On fucking Facebook, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, as of 22 hours ago. At the end of October. Yeah, there's like a poster that Hulu released, apparently. But I know we talked about how they're apparently rebooting it soon, but I just like don't. X-Files set for reboot with original stars. That makes no sense. But
like that's
why?
Fake news. Was it?
I think it wasn't on April Fool's Day. It was like after. Because I checked.
What the heck?
I know. Because last time. Yes, people can change their minds. Celebrities are allowed to change their minds about projects they want to do. But last we heard, Jillian didn't want to do Scully anymore.
Yeah.
She said she would do a movie. Yeah, but I don't think either of them like want to keep doing this.
No, I don't think so. And I feel like Jillian is so busy still.
Yeah.
And David's not even really acting. So.
Yeah, he's just
I mean, I guess
writing.
He is. That's not true. He's been in a couple movies, but like not
good ones.
Really?
What, the new Kraft movie? And then that Jonah Hill one?
Yeah. I feel like he's just doing something different, you know? He's like writing and doing music and he's like
doing what he wants to do, which is good for him.
Yeah.
But I hope that it's not true because I think that's very unnecessary.
Yeah.
Especially when we have episodes like this. Like, are they? Well, that's the other thing.
You get all the
like,
time in the fucking world.
Because I'm
and
like,
you
okay,
want more time.
If they're going to reboot it, are they following the same exact things?
Right.
Or are they coming up with new cases?
Okay, hot take. Just make one more X-Files movie.
Yeah.
Like,
because Jillian said she would do that.
Yeah. One more high budget X-Files movie that, like, slaps, gets everyone to rewatch the series.
Yeah.
Like
everyone to listen to our podcast.
Everyone and then
we go to the premiere.
Famous. but like you know what I mean? Like, dude, we don't need another first of all, everything is a series now.
Yeah.
I am low key, like I am so yesterday I was trying to find a movie to watch for so long and I'm like, oh, another limited series. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't want to watch a limited series. I literally just want something that I can watch tonight and that's it.
Yeah.
Everything is a three fucking parter. It doesn't need to be.
No, it absolutely does not.
A lot of it does not need to be.
I will say there are so many good fucking horror movies coming out soon.
Oh, I cannot wait. I'm thinking about getting the showcase. Like, I obviously
me
have
too.
Like the unpaid where I just get like rewards and stuff. But like, I'm thinking about getting like the pass because like.
Do you want to go halfsies on it? Can we do that?
Are we allowed to
I don't
do
know.
That?
I haven't looked into it enough. Like,
let's look into it. But
I want to go because I don't go to the movies that much. But like, there are so many good
okay,
things coming out.
The movies are still to this day $6 fucking dollars. I think it might even be $5 if you're a member on Tuesdays. So yeah. Just go to the movies every Tuesday. My issue is that I fucking work every single Tuesday.
Yeah.
You go to trivia. That's probably why we don't go to the movies. But seriously, like, I don't know. Any Tuesday that I do have off, I'm going to the movies. I'm going to tell you that. Like, anytime I'm weirdly not scheduled, movies. $6.
Yeah, you can't.
And then
beat
I get
that.
To eat popcorn for dinner. And I get to have snacks. Have a little Diet Coke. Like, yes. Yeah. That's the best day. Yeah. That is the best day. I love the movies.
Most of the time when I go into work, we, like, talk about movies. I didn't see anything about that violent nature movie. Have you seen anything?
It sounds familiar, actually.
So I posted it on my story because it looked cool, but apparently it's an 80s slasher film, but over the shoulder of the killer.
Okay.
Which is so fucking interesting.
Yeah.
And why has no one done that? Like, the whole time you're just, like, right behind him and you're seeing it from his point of view.
Yeah.
But you never, like, see his face.
Right. And it's not from literally his point of view, so it's not, like, you're
It's, like, third person. Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
And I think A Violent Nature is such a cool fucking title. Yeah. I don't know. I'm really excited.
No, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I really want to go see the new Omen. I might... Okay. This weekend, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited for Strangers. I'm so fucking excited for the Strangers. I think about it every day.
Yeah.
No, I'm so excited. I'm excited to hear the entire, like, soundtrack.
Yeah. Because
those movies always have the best soundtrack, the best costume, the best makeup. Like, I just fucking love The Strangers.
Yeah.
Such a good fucking horror movie.
You want to go together?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I always wanted to do that for Halloween, but I'm also like, I think that would literally scare the shit out of people, and that's not really my MO.
Yeah. And then,
he's going to snuggle you.
And then what? The A24, the don't look at the screen or something like that?
I don't know. Late Night with the Devil just came out, which I do want to see, but apparently it's going to be on Shudder on the 19th.
I have a question.
Yes.
Welcome
to our movie podcast.
Yeah. How does A24, like, are they, like, AI generated? Because, like, how do they fucking spit out movies so quickly? Is it because there's so many independent people working for them? Like, I don't really understand.
I don't know how much you were paying attention to, like, details when it came to the strike, but they were the only
ones that were able. So is it just because they never had to stop?
Yeah, I think that's okay. It. Yeah.
So they, and more people probably went to them because they were doing it correctly.
But I
did know that, but I was just like, because we just watched Love Lies Bleeding.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to fucking see that.
Yeah. I've been dressing like the gayest Kristen Stewart lately. I'm just like, it's amazing. Very, very weird.
This
dude.
One, I saw so the TV weird. Glow.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I do want to see the Civil War movie too.
Yeah.
I think also people are, well, more like, not mainstream people, but I think more people that casually enjoy movies are finally starting to catch on that, like, they're doing cool shit. So they're coming out with more movies, and they're just getting way more, like, press and shit. So they probably have, like, way more fucking money.
Well, and also think about, like, when we were younger, you were not, for the most part, you're at home. You're not really, like, we would rent movies every once in a while, but that was special.
Yeah.
You were not watching movies every single night. You watched TV every night.
Yeah.
And then you watched, like,
unless you were pirating shit.
I should say, you're not watching new movies all
the time. Yeah.
It's not like every day you're watching a new movie.
Yeah.
You're watching the stuff that you have on DVD, and then when Netflix and when, like, Redbox first came out, you're getting, but I wasn't going there daily to get a new movie. You're getting, like, two movies for, like, a weekend, and it's like, that's the activity for the night.
Yeah.
Now we, like, consume so much more and so many more movies, so many more shows. We're all watching fucking constantly.
Yeah.
So it's like, the amount of stuff that they need to make is like kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah.
We're always all like, do you watch the new series? Do you watch this? Like,
yeah,
we all binge watch everything. Whereas I'm like, I wasn't allowed to, you know, if you didn't see it in the theaters when we were like younger, you probably weren't seeing it for a long ass time.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like maybe renting it on demand, but like that would, like, my parents wouldn't let me do that all the time.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Like, that would be like, okay, all your friends are coming over. This is like a special night. Yeah. Like, you can rent a movie.
Yeah, because anytime we would have like weekly sleepovers, you know, when we would be mall rats, and before we would like go out, we would all go to Blockbuster and just pick out movies.
Well, yeah, we just rotated right between movies, and the Lincoln Mall was one of the best malls to go to because it was like empty, but then it was also the movie theater and the arcade. So like, we would go to the movies like a lot as like middle school. Like, that was the date. That's what you're doing. You're going to the movies or the mall on a Friday night. Like, either or.
I don't know. I love movies.
I miss it. I miss being a little scene kid. I told you about going to the mall and seeing all the little sceney weenies, right?
No.
When we went to Level 99, I was like, nature.
I want to go so badly.
We need to go. It was so fun. It was so much fun. But we went there. Back-to-back weekends, we went to the mall, actually, because we went there. And then we went on a date to the golf place, the fucking putt shack.
What?
We went mini golfing. Oh. But it's like a tech savvy. Can we do a double date? Yes. Oh, my God. Wait. This is so fun. Yes. I would love to do that. Wait, because it's in Natick. So it's like near Boston.
Okay.
So it would be like very close.
Yeah. Halfway.
Yes. It was so fun. But we went to the mall and there was little scene kids on like dates. Oh, there was kids in like little photo booth thing.
Oh my God.
Like taking pictures. And I was like, oh my God, Dylan, like, this is the best night ever. And he was like, why do you love the mall so much? And I'm like, I was born here.
Yeah.
This is my place. Like, this is my happy place. I fucking love the mall. I'm like, can we go to the mall and just like walk around like more often? And he was like, no. Like, why I don't want to do, why would we do that? I'm just like, mall walking is amazing.
Yeah.
What? I'm like, I love people watching and I love window shopping, so why would I not be at the mall? And they have massage chairs there, so
we went Friday night to kill some time before going. We went to a Pop Goes Punk emo night,
cute,
with like a live band, which was really fun. That's like heaven for me. I mean, they played Olivia Rodrigo and it was heavy and it was fucking cool. Like, literally only women were like going so fucking hard. All the dudes were like, who is this? I was having the best time. But we went to the mall in Manchester and like, a new mall for me. I love going to new malls. But I was like,
yeah, what's going on here?
I love this. It was so empty though. It was like really dilapidated and sad.
Yeah, I was going to say, see that. Ulta. It's been like that for a while where even like they're pretty much since, obviously, since COVID. You go into mall, it's like kind of creepy, kind of scary.
Yeah.
But now with all of these like game things, like Level 99 and Putt Shack coming in, they're breathing life into the mall. People are going to the fucking mall again. Like, it's busy and it's fun and it's like decorated and they're passing out samples at the fucking food court again. I'm like, amazing.
They should like re-80s them.
Yes.
And then think
retro.
They should like be putting those fucking micro apartments in there.
Fair enough.
It's fucking empty. And like, at least if people are living there, they're like forming a community of some sort. And you're just like using space.
Especially
that's already
somewhere there. Like the Providence Place Mall where it's fucking huge. Like, we don't need a Macy's, but we need housing, actually.
Yeah. And so we have a lot of empty stores there.
Yeah. The only thing is that they would charge like $3,000 a month. So
someone on my trivia team was one of the people that lived in the mall secretly.
shut up. Yeah. I need proof. I don't believe it. I need to know everything.
Come on a Tuesday night. Yeah. Okay.
They
were talking about it and I was
is my fucking what do they call, like,
your Roman Empire?
Yes, that is my Roman Empire.
I almost said Roman Catholic and that's not it.
Yeah, like I was gonna I don't even know what was about to come out of my mouth, but it was not the right word. So I was just like, let me just stop.
Oh my God.
We are being recorded. Let me just stop and think for half a fucking second before I talk. My Roman Empire is honestly the people that fucking lived in the Providence Place Mall. I think about it.
Should we pull this up for people that aren't
here? We are. Pay for our Patreon, okay? I'm sick of this shit. We're going back to the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
And you should pay for it, and we'll tell you the story of the fucking Aaron's in charge of Patreon. We'll bring our first guest on, someone from Julia's fucking trivia team, okay? Yeah. And you're going to hear about firsthand life in the walls, okay? But I'm not. We're not talking about that for free. Absolutely not. We have to talk about X-Files.
We do.
So, let's get into it, which...
I don't even want to get into it because it's okay, just like
ready?
Fucking...
Let me just like woosah. This episode is so fucking weird. If we did not know any better, it definitely seems like it was directed by David Duchovny, but written by David Duchovny.
Yep.
Weird. Sorry, I just broke my face, but.
What would solve every issue in this episode are inflatable butt plugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
There it is.
Just to catch everything.
Yep.
To plug you up. I'm so sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Mom, I'm sorry. Close your ears. Plug your ears.
This episode was probably like one of the more graphic TV episodes. Like, was it rated? Like, what was the rating on this? Because I feel like it is very foul for fucking TV. There is a lot. Okay.
There's so much butt bleeding.
There's a lot of butts, dude. And, like, detailed accounts of the fucking rectum. Like, what is going on there?
Yeah. And, like, talks about drug muling and, like, sticking drugs up your butt to, like, hide them. Which, like, in the 2000s, early 2000s, I don't really think they were down with that. Especially, like, on TV. I'm trying to find, like, what rating it was. TV 14.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this American businessman person, who is rather large, he's on his way back from India, and he's going back home when there is a person at baggage claim that is like a paraplegic,
very dirty
like, on like a scooter, but not like a scooter,
it's like a cart,
almost. It's like those things that they gave you in gym class where like
he's on a longboard.
He's on a longboard and he's just like crawling towards you, and I don't even think he says anything really, right?
No, he
like,
doesn't speak. He is, like, asking for money, but, like, that's not his mission here. But the guy, like, passes him, gives him money, and then is on his way. And we see him in the bathroom. Like, he's literally fucking shitting, y'all.
Yeah. And but he's also, like, an asshole, too.
Yeah.
He's being, like, super condescending and rude and, like, shitty and, like... This guy did not ask him for money. He just assumed that, okay, like, this person is just, like, asking for money because they're dirty and...
Below me.
But also, like...
Physically. Literally.
there's a lot going on. I do not know how he was not more concerned. Like, I don't think you can see this and then just, like, go about your day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, no sane person is going to be like, that's normal in any capacity of... any world.
The way that the X-File wiki describes him is one grubby beggar with no legs dragging himself by his hands on a little cart.
I mean, that is what's happening, to be honest. That's true. But yeah, it's just, and also it happening, like, even when the man literally scooters up to him as he is in the bathroom and he still is just not bothered.
No, he stares
like,
at him.
Dude, like, what do you need? Like, I don't care who you are. Why the fuck are you in the back? Like, he's being followed by this guy. He's not even a little bit concerned. Not even
if there is
ounce.
Anybody on their hands and knees, whether he has hands or knees, debatable.
don't care.
In a public bathroom, and they are low enough to get underneath the fucking stall.
I'm kicking them.
No.
I'm going to kick them.
I'm finding a gun somehow. I'll make a gun. Not happening.
I'm
going to
do all that, but I'm kicking you in the jaw. You think that you're going to...
This is why I carry a knife.
Yeah.
Ooh, I should get those boots where you, like, if you click the heel, a knife shoots out.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
It's disturbing. No. It is...
Very disturbing.
I'm going to have a nightmare about that tonight. That is my new sleep process.
But he just fucking ignores it. He's just like, just another day.
It's like, I just gotta keep shitting.
He checks into his hotel and...
Well, this man basically goes up through it to...
Yeah.
He goes up through his butthole. And that's all we see. Because he's definitely on the toilet and struggling.
Yeah.
That's what we see. But yeah, he gets to his hotel and he's... He's a shell of himself, yes. To say the least.
Yep. Yeah, he's like barely chalking. He looks... he didn't Ill. Look that good before, but he's looking unwell.
He's looking like a grubby person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And he's rude to the fucking doorman, so... Yeah.
But we just... we get this scene of him sitting on the edge of his bed, and we're at, like, his shoes... And you just see blood pouring down his legs, through his socks, out his shoes. And
nasty.
Just like pooling blood. And you like go up and it's like on the bed and everything because he's sitting on the fucking bed. And again, this whole episode is about buttholes for some reason. And he's just like empty. Like none of this is affecting him. And then his eyeballs start bleeding. And I don't think that's how that happens.
And then he dies.
Yeah. He explodes, basically.
And then that is the opening scene. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, what? Sorry, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
And how did it happen only... You know when you're like, you feel like you just watched an entire movie and then the fucking title scene comes up and you're like, what?
And it's not where they're doing the move where they put it at the very end of the movie.
Right, yeah. Exactly. You're literally like, wait a second. What just happened?
Yeah.
That's how I felt watching this episode. I'm like... how has there already been someone crawling into someone's asshole and the fucking episode hasn't started? I'm sorry, what? No.
Oh.
I don't like it. So Scully and Doggett have the pleasure of taking on this case, and Scully gets there and the only thing that they found that the original detectives missed was that there is a bloody paw print. Paw print? Child print? Hand print?
What?
No.
What?
No,
is this a butt cryptid?
Yep.
The cryptid.
No,
that
it's
just...
some child's fucking bloody handprint on the bedding. So, Scully is like, I don't think that a child climbed inside of this man's asshole and fucking killed him. And Doggett's like, that's good. I don't really want to believe that that's what happened either. Yeah. So I'm glad we're on the same page about that.
But also, like, she doesn't want to think that, like, a child was even capable of a murder this gruesome.
Yeah.
Crawling inside of a person
like,
or not. She's off the deep end a little bit.
Yeah. And she's like, wait, she's still supposed to be fucking pregnant? Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait
she has not had a
second,
baby yet.
Dude.
Time moves so slowly in the X-Files universe.
Oh my God. She's been pregnant for 7 years. Like, what the hell? And she still has not told, like, a soul.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wait, she told Doggett, right?
Okay, yeah, but like...
So Doggett and Skinner are the only ones that know?
And you're like 7.5 months pregnant? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Not showing either.
Yeah, not showing at all. Still just like going about your day.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, just keep that in your mind just in case you forgot that she's supposedly pregnant. Scully is like... I forget if it was Scully or Doggett this time, but either way, they're like, well, you know, like sometimes people basically force children to like go to like breaking and entering and stuff like that because they're smaller, so they can like
forced child labor in the crime like, you know, section. They can
just kind of break in easily.
Yeah, because while this is happening, we also go to a man who is applying for the most flourished version of a janitor, where they call it a maintenance engineer.
Yeah.
But he's applying to be a maintenance engineer at an elementary school. Middle school?
Elementary.
Children's school.
Yeah.
But we don't see... We see the man sometimes, but we, like, glance back at him, and it's the little scooter man.
Yeah.
Which is alarming.
Terrifying. He should not be working in a school. I'll tell you that.
Maybe he just wants to be around people his own size.
Maybe he just wants to return his scooter from the fucking gym. Elementary school gym, you know? He's like, I actually need a new one. My wheels are getting...
I want to upgrade.
Loose.
Yeah, they're really squeaky. I need to sneak up on people more.
There's definitely no upgrade. They didn't get new equipment since we were in school, so...
No.
And then Scully does the grossest autopsy.
Oh my God.
She like cuts open the dude's stomach and
wait, I don't think that was this one. Wasn't that a little later?
Does she not yet?
She
no,
does
you're right.
A lot
She's,
of autopsies.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right. She's just doing the like original.
Yeah, because she's looking in the morgue and we're with Doggett because he's like, this
and they're starting
dude is fucking huge.
They believe that like due to because of all the damage that's going on, they believe that maybe he was a drug runner.
Yeah. And because they said he went like to and from India
to like
the
18
United
times in the last 3 months or something like that.
Yeah.
So he's definitely there for work.
Yeah.
And
Doggett found
on
some
his
drug
butthole,
information in his
the
butthole.
Work is drugs.
Yes.
They're like, damn, he could fit a whole balloon up here.
Yeah,
that's crazy. But Scully says that all of the signs point to his death being 24 to 36 hours prior.
Yeah.
Which means that he was dead when he left fucking India, which doesn't make sense because he got on the plane, went to the hotel, talked to the... I don't know if he talked. He didn't talk.
No, he doesn't talk.
Checks into the hotel.
Sat on the bed. No, this man died in that toilet on that day.
Exactly. So, yeah. Doggett is like, that doesn't make any sense. That's literally impossible.
Clearly someone stopped him while transporting drugs and forced them out of his stomach through his butthole.
Yeah. And
that's
also
how that works.
There's no trace of drugs in his system, so...
Darn tootin'.
That doesn't check out.
No.
So,
I think Doggett's really frustrated this episode.
Yeah.
Because it's basically like a human cocoon. For other humans.
But...
Not even a baby.
Scully finds that because he is significantly heavier than he was previously. No, I think... Okay, Scully is the... Scully believes it right away, though, I think. Because she... That's what she... Like, she's like, there's a... Basically, either way, whoever it was, they start to think that...
Well, Scully starts to think
that there is a passenger coming on to the plane in these corpses. Think about, like, you know, Trojan horse kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
a small child would maybe be 30 pounds.
Yeah, exactly. So,
a very angry, murderous small child.
With no legs.
No.
So
she doesn't know that yet.
One of the kids in...
The school.
Elementary school. He starts seeing like the guy at night.
Yeah.
Should
we just call him Murder Man?
Yeah. Cause they call him the Legless Beggar on
Wikipedia.
I
don't like
and
it.
I don't know if I can keep saying that.
That like makes me uncomfy.
So I'm not gonna say that because I don't think I've ever I don't think that feels good.
Murder Man or Butt Plug?
You know, I think his name is just
Booty Boy.
Booty Boy. Yeah, that's great. Either way, whatever. He sees Scooter Boy, and he is like freaking out, obviously. So he calls up his dad, and he's like, "Hey, I am seeing this very scary man who's on a scooter. He's trying to get me." And his dad is like, "Come on, you're just having a bad dream. That's just the booty man. He's in everyone's nightmares. It's okay. Everybody knows him."
Yeah, because that's definitely the way you should react to your child being like, "There's a man following me in school.
He wants to climb into my butthole." No.
Like, where would I get this in my imagination, Dad? I'm 7.
I don't know. Kids do have kind of crazy imagination. Like, maybe he watched this fucking episode. I don't know.
He watched the episode before it even aired.
Yeah, it's Inception.
Oh, my crazy. God.
So, yeah. Typical father, though. Typical parent. He's like, "No, you're imagining it. That doesn't sound real. You're fine." And he goes back downstairs, but then starts screaming. And so Quentin rushes to go find his dad. His dad is dead with his eyes dripping blood.
Cute.
Which is not great.
No. Definitely not great for a child to see either. Not ideal.
Yeah. Doggett and Scully start investigating this, and the police tell them about how the boy was saying that he saw this horrifying man. And they're like, "This is really different than the first guy, though, because there's, like, almost no damage except for the, like, blood vessels."
Yeah.
And so Scully is like, "I think he's still inside of him. He has not hatched yet."
Yeah. This is, like, maybe the nastiest thing they could have fucking done.
This is the grossest thing ever. Okay. So she rushes to the morgue, and she finds the boy's father. She is also illegally doing this, by the way.
Yeah, it was not an authorized procedure.
She sees the guy having he has a super distended belly. It is so clear. It's
disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's really bad. So she cuts across the belly, and then all of a sudden sees a hand emerge from the incision. But she kind of like freaks out. She like, well, rightfully so. Like, let me just say, I'm
she
not,
like stumbles
no judgment.
Backwards.
Yeah,
right?
She stumbles backwards.
Loses
the
gun.
She loses the gun. She's like knocked over a bunch of medical equipment. And then she follows what she believes is like where the guy is hiding, because there's like a bloody trail to a closet. But there's no one
inside.
It's
also handprints and then a body dragging in the middle.
Yeah, so it's like pretty disturbing. Pretty clear.
There's also so much fucking blood everywhere.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
But, you know, the thing is that he turned invisible to Scully, so that's why. And he's just watching her, which I hate.
Yeah. God. So fucking gross.
Back at the school, the principal tells the janitor that, like, basically, like, a little bit lectures him. And is like, "Hey, we take, we take attendance very seriously. And we were worried when you didn't show up that morning." And
it's like, "Sorry, I was busy hibernating."
Yeah. He doesn't say anything because he doesn't talk. But then one of the other kids who was bullying Quentin, the guy who's the little kid that's dad just has a man ripping out of his stomach.
Yeah, the bully's name is Trevor, of course.
Trevor.
Of course.
But Trevor sees the scooter man. He like sees flickers of him through his little disguise. So Trevor goes to Quentin's house because he already like bullied him. I think we forgot to talk about that.
Yeah, but it was like one of the first scenes at the school.
Yeah,
but he's like, "Oh my god, please open the door. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
we gotta talk. My dad's gonna die."
He's like, "I think Scooter Man killed your dad."
Yeah.
And so Quentin's like, Oh, shit. Dude, you're kind of a bully, but like, I think you're right, because I think Scooter Man killed my dad.
Now we have to team up.
Yeah. So, Scully and Doggett go to a friend of Mulder's who is
looks like
his name Chuck Burks, and he is literally he Walmart like Skinner.
His eyes are so far apart. It's like disturbing. I'm pretty sure we've
he's
seen
a fucking Wish version of Skinner.
Yeah. Not my favorite thing to look at.
No.
Ugh. Also, Skinner's
same
birthday.
Features, just like different outcome somehow, you know?
Yeah. Like, he's like in a squished font.
Yeah.
All caps, but
he's
squished.
In bold.
No, Skinner's in bold. Duh.
Oh, okay.
Skinner's too hot to not be in bold.
Oh my god, I hate you.
Oh man.
Okay, so he is there to tell them about the Fakir, which are like little torture demons who they believe torturing people makes them more enlightened.
That's what I want to be known as now.
So he says that the Sedai mystics could basically, they can like mind control, they can alter people's perception of reality, they can manipulate and like go invisible and all these crazy things. So he's like, that kind of seems like what you're describing. And the secret practices are passed on from father to son. So Doggett still is not really buying this. But
I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah, all of it's a lot. But Chuck is like, Chuck says to Scully that he's not surprised that Doggett doesn't get it. And he says it's hard to believe in something you can't understand. Which I feel like was a pretty good line. But
also Scully, kind of backhanded a little bit.
Yeah.
But I get it. This is all very confusing.
Scully goes back again to see Chuck afterwards because I think she's trying to see it more from, like, she's kind of trying to channel Mulder. She's like, where would Mulder go with this? How would Mulder solve this? Because I don't know. And they came to the conclusion that if a Sedai mystic uses their power for murder, it would like invalidate their search for enlightenment and it endangers their souls. So so she believes that this specific Sedai is, she must be like, he must be mad at someone in particular. Like, he's doing this for a purpose. Like, why these people? Why? So, like, he's taking a huge risk by doing this. So that it's got to be for, it's not just for, like, the joy of doing it. You know, it's like, there's got to be something.
He's definitely not getting enlightenment out of it.
Right.
There's a different reason.
Yeah.
There's
so
a higher purpose.
He's basically, like, risking his soul in order to do this, so there's got to be a good reason. And they find that this Sedai worked for a chemical plant outside of Mumbai that was owned by Americans, and it basically killed 118 people by having them work in like toxic conditions where a gas cloud.
Yeah.
It
got released somehow.
Released or exploded or something, leaked. I don't know how that works, but
but also no one really like talked about it or reported it, I think. At least not here.
And one of them is the 11-year-old son of this beggar or of someone
I don't know if they even tell us.
I don't know what the beggar caste is. I don't know what that
like
means.
The caste system.
Okay. But like,
because Chuck was saying that the like people that are doing all these enlightenment things usually come from like a lower caste. This is all in quotes. Okay. Lower caste system. So okay. It's not like
okay
people in any sort of power.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, we're back. Sorry. Hi.
Hi. Okay, so we're just hearing the squeaky scooter. Trevor's mom follows him. He like runs outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Into the pool or towards the pool. He's acting weird. He runs home, goes inside, and then like runs back outside.
Because he's getting followed.
Yeah.
I guess when he's walking home from school, off the bus, whatever.
Yeah.
So he fucking runs his ass home,
mm-hmm.
locks the door, whatever, runs into his mom. And then the mom reacts poorly.
Yeah.
But we see him run through the house into the backyard to get away from him.
Yeah.
But I think the mom follows him because mm-hmm. she's like, well, it's time for dinner. Like, fuck, I saw you run outside, but like, come back. And then this is when we see the mom sees Trevor at the bottom of their pool or the neighbor's pool or mm-hmm. something. So she dives in. And then when she's underwater, she sees Scooter Man instead of Trevor.
Yeah.
That's where it ends for like this scene. We don't see what happens right. until we come back with Scully and Doggett because it's actually
to Trevor. And he's like,
well, not yet, because the mom is the one that's dead in
right,
the pool.
Yeah.
It's not Trevor.
Yeah.
But he like comes out from the trees when like the police leave or whatever. Because
yes.
he was hiding. Because they're like, hey.
I think he actually just like returns home, though. I don't even think any of that like. I don't know if he ever was home because I don't think he's aware of any of that.
Yeah. Yeah, he has no idea that his mom's dead.
Yeah.
Like,
so I feel like he like comes home and is like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like I don't think he ever was even scared by the Scooter Man
yeah.
at that point. But oh wait, maybe
I don't know cuz
I don't know cuz then he does say he tells Scully that the little man was following him and must have killed his mother.
Yeah.
So Trevor talks to them about the janitor because remember Trevor's the one that brought like that to Quentin's attention, so
yeah.
he saw the janitor, and they go to the school and they end up arresting him, and we go back to our friend Wish Skinner, and he brings his video camera. He's like all kind of excited to like see, he wants to capture footage of the car.
And he's with Doggett, right? Because he sets up the video camera to like interview
the janitor,
and there's no one on the fucking camera.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man in the chair that the camera is facing, but there's nothing on the camera.
And they're like,
and he's like, yo, Doggett, you see this? And he's like, yeah, I see like a glitch and a trick. He's like, no, this ain't that.
Yeah.
This is spiritual, man. Higher power.
Higher power shit.
Higher love.
Open your third eye, man. You're not seeing it.
No. Come on, dog.
So Scully goes to talk to Trevor, but finds that Trevor is not at home. He's snuck out.
Yeah.
Because and
Trevor and Quentin have teamed up now.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to catch this motherfucker.
It's probably the only, like, redeemable quality about this episode.
Yeah.
Their friendship is cute. I love that.
Enemies to lovers.
Yeah. I love that. But
they're, like, home aloning this shit. Like, they have right? walkie-talkies. They're trying to, like, get
it's
tracks
cute.
Of him. Yeah.
They're hunting him at the school.
Yeah.
And they have this whole plan. And, yeah, it's very, like, mom's gonna date with vampire kind of
yeah.
vibes. Like
Trevor fully like drops a bottle of lye on him, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're
they're like trying to kill him.
Big guns, you know?
They don't know how big these guns are, though.
The principal and the assistant call Scully to make her aware that they've seen the janitor back at work. So they're like, what the hell's going on? Like, I thought you had this man in custody. Like, why would you allow him back at work?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And the janitor / scooter guy, he starts stalking the boys instead, because he's like, you think you can play a player? Like, absolutely not. he eventually ends up taking Trevor's form to trick Scully. Mm-hmm. And Scully's not tricked, but she's like,
she's having a hard time with that.
Like, Quentin is like, please shoot him. Like, he's the scooter guy. And she's like, I can't do that. Like, I can't do it.
Because she thinks she's shooting a fucking kid in front of his principal.
Well, exactly. I was going to say, and I think she knows in her heart that it's not, but also it doesn't matter.
That's a bad mental image.
Like, yeah. She ends up wounding him, which basically makes it so he's, like, not strong enough to, like, channel anyone else, you know? He, like, mm-hmm. goes back to his true form.
Which is when Doggett arrives.
Scully is really distraught, and she's like, I don't feel like I can, look at this case objectively, and I can't look at it. I tried so hard to, like, channel Mulder, and I can't. And I think she's really just feeling upset that he's not there to help her in this.
But it's also bonkers, because, like, she was fucking right.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, definitely.
But she's always right, because she's smart.
Unfortunately, like, she wasn't able to stop him either. So then we see, like, 2 weeks later, Scooter Man watching another...
Back in India.
Big American businessman. So
he has a big appetite.
Yeah.
For revenge.
For revenge.
We still don't ever, like, find out why he's picking the people that he picks, though. Besides the fact that, like, when they're leaving India, they're, like, basically gentrifying the area that he was killed in.
No, I think what it is that he's targeting very large American businessmen because it's easiest for him to fit on up there, and then they'll bring him to America, where, because the company that killed so many people was an American company.
But then, like, why kill
so
the mom?
So he must, I don't know.
He just, he's murderous. He's a loose cannon.
I think that there were people that he would kill just to, like, if they stood in his, like, mission's way kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, he had an intention of, like, where he was going. Okay. So if it got him closer to that, then that was fine.
Okay.
This, you know, a lot of this was inspired by actual stories of Indian Fakars, and is an Islamic term for Sufi Muslims who renounce their worldly possessions and dedicate their lives to the worship of God. So they are obviously oftentimes impoverished, and they, like, don't necessarily have to be impoverished, but they basically don't live a life of excess or, like, material goods or anything like that.
The actor's the guy that played all the Oompa Loompas in the Johnny Depp Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
All of them.
Well, wow. He was, like, you know, CGI'd.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've definitely seen him before.
But it's kind of weird because, like, okay, it, like, doesn't everything. Seem like it's, like, a negative connotation. So I don't know.
What, the fakirs?
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Carter kind of reformulates things.
But
oh my god, he was Yoda.
Wow, he's very famous. He originally wanted the concept of this to be that a little man would enter your body through your ear.
That would have been way better. And
Carter vetoed it.
Of course, Carter suggested vetoed that it
be through revised. The
butt. Do you have anything else? Because I can't find anything. I feel like there should be way more about this episode.
A lot of people, producer Paul Rabwin, said that he was really disappointed with this episode and said it was extremely distasteful. And it's the only episode that they believe they should not, like, wish that they hadn't done. Yeah, I mean, I think that there were some elements on this that could have been a good episode. I just don't think it was delivered very well, which is often the case lately, and honestly, just always, but...
Yeah.
You know, I think, like, they started to... Even, like, the attitude of the man in the beginning and, like, the way that he, like, looked down upon the, like, scooter man and, like, things like that. Like, the way that we view others. They, like, started to touch on it and then they quickly, like, just kind of dissolved it and was like, buttholes.
I think sticking with ears would have been way...
Yeah. That's terrifying.
Creepy. Less than, like...
Gross.
Yeah.
Disturbing.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. No, I definitely agree.
It sounds like a bad, like, porno fever dream.
Yeah. Yeah, for when sure.
When an ear... Because then you, like, think about all the bugs that, like, burrow in ears and can't go backwards. Like, that's nasty.
Yeah. No, I agree. Have we done an ear one, though, yet?
I don't think so.
I'm just...
There's so many X-Files.
I know. I was going to say, there's going to be like a bug one where they crawl into an ear. Like,
after today,
There is definitely one with a bug in the ear that we've done.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like this episode got lower ratings and people were not super pleased with it. But also, like, I think anyone that was around our age or watched it when they were younger and it was out was like fucking freaked out.
Yeah.
Like, so many of the Reddit posts are like, everyone thinks that Home is, like, the scariest episode of X-Files, but, like, can we talk about this one? Because this one was fucking creepy. It's also just, like, fucking goofy sometimes.
Yeah.
Which kind of kills it, but you just have to...
There was one. There's the cockroach one. The, fucking War of the Coprophages.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty sure there is a cockroach that goes in someone's ear, and I remember being like, ugh.
Yeah.
The X-Files top 5 bug episodes.
Great.
Roadrunners. Which was the desert cult, which I feel like that wasn't really
bugs. Didn't we just, that was recent.
That was just, disgusting. That was horrible. Folia Daw. Episode 5, the giant fucking fly dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ice was another one that I'm pretty sure he goes in the ear. That little brain, the brain parasite, it burrowed in through the ear. That's
basically the thing.
Kinda, yeah.
Wait, have you seen the thing yet?
I don't think so.
No. I mean, I can't say shit. Anytime someone suggests something to me, I go, no.
Yeah, I've seen like 3 movies.
I do think you would like.
Yeah, Darkness Falls, season 1. Look how baby Scully is. She's got like a little baby fat face.
That post that we both shared on our Instagram stories of Jillian talking about Scully. Ugh. So cute.
I loved it.
And also such young clips of her, and she looks like such a baby.
I know, she's such a baby.
But she still looks like such a baby in like these episodes, but
it's different. I know.
Sweet angel.
Ugh. I love her. Me too. That's why I was a little, I don't know. I didn't know what I was getting into with Scoop last night.
Scoop.
It was good. I don't know. It kind of lost me a couple times where I was like, this is a little boring.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch that later.
Yeah. It's only like 1 hour and 40 minutes, so it wasn't too bad, you know?
Yeah.
Even though, like, it was just a little dull at times, but... Right.
Yeah.
Jillian's still in it. She does a great job.
Almost everything else that she's been in has been fucking bomb. So
it's okay. Yeah. Well, that's why I was like, that's all I need. Jillian's in it. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Okay. Fine.
Are you ready for next week's?
Yeah.
All right. So season 8, episode 11. It's called The Gift. Where Skinner and Doggett investigate a case Mulder was working on before he disappeared involving a family and a monster straight from Native American lore.
Wow.
That'll be fun.
Okay, can I just say two things as we're like getting pretty far into season 8? Two things to watch out for. So weird that we don't mention Mulder at all anymore. It's just, he's just missing and we don't care. We don't mention it every episode. Like, weird. And also the fact that we're not mentioning ever about Scully's pregnancy. How are we as viewers supposed to give a shit about this if you never talk about it?
Yeah. I'm like, more pissed off about like the lack of mentioning or considering that Scully's supposed to be pregnant.
Right.
But again, I think this is one of Chris Carter's like big fucking downfalls where like,
Does he think that women just like get pregnant, never mention it again, and then 9 months later have a child? Like, no.
19 months later have a child?
Like, yeah, literally, though. He's like, how long are those supposed to last?
I don't know. I feel like he infantilizes like, Scully so much.
He's like, it's not really convenient for her to not be able to do like Scully three things. Triple flips in a row and then shoot someone and then do an autopsy. So,
yeah.
What do you mean she's sitting there with fucking formaldehyde and she's not nauseous as fuck, has a headache? Like, any sign. I'm sorry, like...
Yeah, you'd be suited the fuck up.
Like, yeah, you're not touching... First of all, she literally straight up would just be like, I can't do that autopsy because it would endanger my child. Like, what do you mean?
I'm less peeved about them not mentioning Mulder, because I think if they mentioned it every episode it'd get really fucking annoying since they're not doing anything about it.
Sure, but like, just be for real.
Yeah.
Like, Scully straight up never
Scully and Skinner would have conversations. You know? Like, yeah.
Even just like on a normal like
every three or four episodes, something.
Yeah. Anything. Like, I'm sorry, your partner, your best friend, you don't think about them every day. They're fucking
missing.
Besides
wishing that they were here, yeah.
Yeah, literally. But, like, any. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. We're just, I feel like the last couple episodes have gotten to me because it feels like they're just cranking out episodes to get us to the next season.
Yeah.
To, like, get it over with. Yeah. And it's like, okay, fine. But, like, we finally have, like, full characters. Don't like bring them back down to two-dimensional fucking fake characters again.
Yeah.
Like, that's not fair.
Yeah.
If you wanted this whole fucking story arch with Scully, then like do it. But like to just ignore it and then be like, oh, you should care about this is fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my take.
I mean, that's like going back to the fucking, if they're rebooting it, just doing a new season, whatever, like, obviously, I think Chris Carter has to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I don't really think he should be in control of much.
Yeah, fair. I mean, but who also knows? Like, he himself is... It's been so fucking long. You know, we've all hopefully grown and learned.
I hope so.
Like...
Because I don't know how involved he was in the new seasons. I'm excited to watch those with you, and we can, like, go
I know, I am dive. Excited.
But yeah, I just think he has a very outdated way of telling women's stories.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
And like, maybe that's just because we're women and we think about this stuff and we're both in love with Scully.
Probably us and half the fucking population.
Yeah.
So like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yes, it's important.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It just gets a little frustrating and a little annoying.
Stale. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, why would I listen to you when I could listen to someone tell a story? Especially, it is a fucking, like, disservice to do Gillian Anderson like that. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Imagine, who the fuck do you think you're doing that to? Like, that's crazy.
Imagine if they combined Scully with, like, Jean from Sex Education. And
yes.
Scully's just, like, this hyper
But they are. But you know what I mean? Like, that is basically, like...
Gillian.
It is, yeah, because
be so
it's Scully,
fun.
Because it's Jean, because it's Jillian,
yeah.
You know, they're all the same. And that power comes from her. Obviously, we see that it doesn't come from the fucking directors. Yeah. It doesn't come from the writers. We, like...
But also, when she's directing, I'm like, Jillian.
Yeah.
You had to make the whole soundtrack Moby.
Yeah, fair. Fair. But, you know, like...
Scully, I don't think she would do that at this point, but yeah.
Scully was a very strong, powerful, like, figure because of Jillian, not because of any favors that Chris Carter or anyone else did for her, you know?
There's a Scully effect for a reason. There's not a Mulder effect.
Anyone else would not have made it Scully the way that Jillian did.
Sweet baby. All right.
That's all.
Wow, this is the longest episode we've done in so long. I love it.
Yeah. We're a little chit-chatty.
Wow, I wonder why.
I don't know.
And also we're in person.
Yeah. Which we haven't been in like a month. So yeah. Yay, bridge traffic.
Hooray. So yeah. You can follow us on Instagram at UFO Party Pod. Our Patreon is free for now, but if you wanna hear about people in the walls.
I think I honestly, you know what, I wanna revise my Roman Empire. I think my Roman Empire is just stories about people being in walls, not just the Providence Place one, but like,
yeah,
I like that specific, whether it's a horror movie, whether it's a true, like a true kind of thing where it's like someone lived in my basement or someone like that.
I think that's why I like the Villisca
fascinating to me. I'm like, what the
I think fuck? That's why I like the Villisca axe murder so much.
Yeah.
Because someone hid in their fucking attic.
Crazy. Like, that for is a whole wild.
Day. And then just murdered that is like wild. Eight fucking people.
Like, there, I've gone deep dive into Reddit of like people telling stories about people literally living in their apartment with them, but they just waited until they went to fucking work.
Yeah, that's so fucking creepy.
Dude, one girl found like an actual apartment behind her wall.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hmm.
Icky. Okay.
Anyways, let's talk more about People in Walls. That's our new podcast coming soon. People in the Walls.
Honestly, not a bad idea.
Coming soon. TM, TM, TM.
Yeah. Don't steal it. All right. Stay safe.
Stay spooky.
Goodbye.
Bye.